to you, Kim.
Well, Sunny, I understand you are beginning with boxing today.
Yes, Kim, it's time to climb between the ropes once again with our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta. Good evening, Namdi.
And a good evening, Sunny.
Namdi, let's begin our end-of-year boxing chat with the big boys in the heavyweight division. Tyson Fury, a very big British boxer, wins the world heavyweight title. He beat Vladimir Klitschko, but the IBF strips Tyson Fury of the belt. What is that all about, Namdi?
Well, Sunny, when they made the deal for Klitschko and Tyson Fury to fight, there was a rematch clause, which means there has to be an immediate rematch. And IBF did not know about this immediate rematch clause. So with a big upset of Klitschko and Tyson Fury going for the rematch, then what happens to the number one contender who is from Ukraine, you know? And IBF said, no, this cannot happen. You must face the number one contender, Vaclav Glaskov, or you lose the title. And then what happened is that Tyson Fury said, no, I don't need your title because I still got the WBO and the WBA title.
Well, we'll talk about the Fury-Klitschko rematch, Namdi. But first, let's go back to the fight. What did you think of Fury's performance against Klitschko?
It was a boring fight, Sonny. I expected Fury to really knock Vladimir out. For our listeners, Sonny, you know how we make fun of Vladimir and his jab and grab style, you know. That was the best thing to happen to the heavyweight division because this guy sat on three belts, you know. It was a very ugly fight, but the fight fans believe the best man won, and I think it's good for the heavyweight division.
Namdi, when do you think they'll fight again in 2016?
Well, they're looking at somewhere around April or May. The discussion now, is this fight bigger in Germany or is this fight bigger in Europe? We're talking about in the UK, the Wembley. In Germany, Klitschko is pulling 50,000. But right now, he's not the champion. Tyson Fury is the champion. This fight means a lot in the UK, and I think Tyson Fury can fill up the Wembley.
What did you think of Fury's antics in the ring, putting the gloves behind his back and taunting Klitschko?
Well, he took Klitschko's mojo away from him before the fight. In the fight game, we read body language before the fight. Right from the press conference to the inside the ring, Klitschko was really scared to fight. Go back and look at that fight. Klitschko was really, really scared because Tyson Fury really took away his mojo.
Today was not a good night for me to win this fight. I wish there will be more clean shots that I could land. I couldn't find the right distance and land those shots. Tyson was quick with his hands and his body movement and his head movement. I couldn't land the right punches. I congratulate him tonight. He won the fight, and to be continued.
The second fight will be much easier because Vladimir will want to force the fight, and in the process of forcing the fight, he will get knocked out.
Speaking of knockouts, Namdi, Tyson Fury, named after that knockout artist, Mike Tyson. And yet, when I compare those two, Namdi, I just don't see Tyson Fury as being the future of the heavyweight division. Your thoughts?
No, he said he makes all these outrageous statements outside the ring. And he's a very colorful character, too. I mean, he's not a boring guy. He will really hype the fight. He will talk up the fight. That's what we need. We don't need a boring champion that will put you to sleep with his style. This guy will make you want to buy a ticket. This is what the fight game is all about. In the ring, he's okay. He's sloppy. But, you know, he's an entertaining guy. And that's what the champion is all about.
Tyson Fury getting a lot of headlines these days in the UK, Namdi. And so is another heavyweight with Nigerian ties, VOA. Tell our VOA boxing fans about that.
Sonny, his name is Anthony Oluwafemi Olaseni Joshua. He is the British and Commonwealth heavyweight champion, 15-0 with 15 knockouts. Nigerian mother English father of Nigerian and Irish descent. He's the true Niger boy.
Do you see him making his mark in the heavyweight division, Nnamdi?
Definitely. Before Saturday night, I looked at him like a dubious heavyweight because, 14-0, so who did he knock out? Bunch of guys from the motor pack, But Saturday night, he put on a great show with a guy that had him on the floor in the amateur, in Dylan White. He had him in trouble. He knew when to just close in and look at the hand speed, power in both hands, and then to watch him drop that uppercut, the right uppercut from down and under. It was banged. That was it. Fight was over in the seventh round. This guy is a force to be reckoned with. At age of 26 and 6'7", AJ is a force in the heavyweight division.
He's got the size for sure, Nnamdi. Tyson Fury also really tall fighter. Now, I'm just wondering, why isn't Tyson Fury the British heavyweight champion?
Well, he doesn't really need a title, a British heavyweight champion or European champion. He just felt, Tyson Fury just believes it was focus was just on Klitschko, Vladimir Klitschko, and that's why he went for the world title, which was a bigger title for him. That's why he didn't want to really go for the British title or the European title.
Thanks, Nnamdi. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Moeta. And Nnamdi will continue his look at boxing in 2015 during Friday's Sunny Side of Sports.
Galala! Great show, bro.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Now let's go to Mogadishu, Somalia, where football history was made on Thursday. The military club Horseed defeated the police club Hegan FC 2-1 in the final of the General Daoud Cup, the first football match broadcast live on television across Somalia. Somali National TV showed the game, and it was also streamed live on the SNTV and Somali government websites. Reports from Mogadishu say thousands of jubilant Somalis attended the game, while thousands of others watched the game on TV and on their computer screens, both locally and around the world. Somali Football Federation President Abdikani Saeed Arab says the first-time live television coverage is a milestone in a country recovering from decades of violence and conflict. He says the federation will try to get more matches shown on television in the months to come. From Mogadishu, let's go south to Johannesburg, where the South African Football Association is looking forward to the 2016 Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Mark Ouma reports.
The South Africa Football Association, SAFA, has set targets for their men's and women's teams that have qualified for the 2016 Rio de Janeiro Olympics in Brazil. SAFA National Executive Committee member Nomsa Mahlangu has the details.
Our celebrities, the team that qualified for the Olympics 2016 in Rio, and Banyana Banyana, the team that paved the way for us as the under 23 to be able to qualify. I think it's important for South Africa to realize that Vision 2022 is a reality, because the vision says we want to be top three in Africa and we want to be in the top 20 in the world. And having qualified for the Olympics in both the men and women means that at under 23 level, we are part of the top three, and also in women's football.
That was Nomsa Mahlangu, South Africa Football Association and National Executive Committee member. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Thank you, Mark. The world champion U.S. women's national soccer team lost to China Wednesday night 1-0 in the final match of Abby Wambach's great career. The veteran American star, world football's all-time leading scorer with 184 goals, threatened to score several times in the friendly match played in the southern U.S. city of New Orleans, Louisiana. Abby played 72 minutes before leaving the field. The 35-year-old Wambach kicked off her cleats and hugged each of her teammates and coaches as the record crowd of nearly 33,000 in New Orleans chanted her name. Abby! 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 Abby's fond farewell was spoiled a bit, though, by the loss. It was the first for the American women on home soil in more than a decade. Wang Shuang scored for the Chinese in the 58th minute on a volley that deflected off Megan Klingenberg of the USA and into the right corner of the net. China's victory ended a 104-match unbeaten streak for the American women here in the United States. The world champion American girls' last loss was against Denmark in 2004 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. But I think I'm going to remember Abby Wambach more than that loss to the Chinese. In a related story, midfielder Carly Lloyd has been voted the 2015 U.S. Soccer Female Player of the Year. Carly played against the Chinese. She also was given the golden ball this year as the top player at the Women's World Cup. Lloyd rocked the world when she scored the fastest goal in World Cup final history. She also became the first female player to score a hat trick in a World Cup final. She was definitely the inspiration behind the world champion U.S. women. Carly got all three of those goals against Japan in the final in a 16-minute span. Wow, that's fast. She also won the silver boot as the second leading scorer at the Women's World Cup. Carly Lloyd, the 2015 U.S. Soccer Female Player of the Year. She's also up for FIFA World Female Player of the Year next month in Switzerland. I think she's going to win it.